The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Ever-loving God, your Son gives himself as living bread of life for the world. Fill us with such a knowledge of his presence that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life to serve you continually. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Time for our children's message. Good morning. There's a lot of children out there. You realize that. There's a child in everybody. And there's a child who forgets things, and a child who remembers things, and a child who doesn't have to yet, and here she comes. Yeah. So, I better get over here so you can see this. I have something on my wrist. It's a clock. It's a watch. You see that? A watch? A lot of people don't even have watches like that anymore, with second hands and minute hands. And who else is on that? Go ahead. You can say it out loud.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. Yeah. Well, this watch was a gift from Miss Judy when we celebrated our 50th anniversary at Disney World with Mickey and Minnie and Goofy and all kinds of family. So every time I look at that watch, I know
it.
Absolutely. It reminds me of Disney World, of fun, of family, and of joy. Reminds me of a gift that's a special gift. There's also a special gift that God gives us that reminds us of love. I wonder what that gift is. I wonder what that is. A cross. That's right. You see that? That's this cross here. And where can you see any other crosses? Up here. And sometimes when we take communion or when we put our hands in the baptismal font, we make the sign of the cross to remind us of love. Let's pray. God, please remind us in many ways of how much you love us no matter what. Thank you. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Amen. And while they're going in peace, people forget things. It's all right. You can go in peace. And I forgot announcements today. And Mr. Jim was just so calm and covering up for that, my music dude. biggest announcement that we need to share with all of you is Cornelia Collins' brother and many of you friends passed away this past week after a long and difficult illness, Dale Dominick. And Dale's funeral will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock in Prosperity at Zion United Methodist Church. Please read your other announcements about Sunday school beginning next week, Rally Day, the Selma event, which is super. If you have a chance to go to that, please do. It's awesome. And read through other announcements, and I'll have to say, anybody have a special announcement that I forgot to make? Amen. Let's continue with our service.
A reading from Ephesians. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand that the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God, the Father, at all times and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I'll raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them, just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father. So whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord. Time. We have some volunteers to demonstrate what that looks like. All right, time. Yes.
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 Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you. Time. Time. Paul writes, "Be careful how you live, not as ignorant people or unwise people, but as wise, making the most of time, because the days are evil. Understand the will of God, making the most of time in the smallest amounts of actions and thinking. There is relief, but there is also boredom. Evil, first point, evil does exist. Sad times happen. We read of terrorism around the world, of deaths of families for no reason, fires and earthquakes that destroy homes and properties, painful, long and lingering illnesses, broken families, broken dreams, death, grieving. Evil exists in time. Evil happens. Is it time yet for relief? Is it time yet for anything but a sigh? There is a ruler of time, a lord of time, or as we'll sing in a few minutes, the potentate of time, and that's Jesus. Time on a wristwatch or on a cell phone or a digital clock is our time and a gift of God. But God's time is here is on the cross, and is God's own son, Jesus, who breaks into our time, who turns that around, gives us glimpses of love, glimpses of God's presence and guidance in the midst of sadness. Evil does exist. It's scary sometimes of how much evil is there and how much we hurt and are confused and how much we yearn for relief. For just some little sign of hope. Is it time yet? Yes. Whew. I can lean on somebody else or use another arm or change position sometime. Christ, the Lord of time, the potentate of time, makes that possible. Now, Paul writes, as it's translated in by many, make the most of time, or making the most of time. I don't know why the folks use that translation. Literally, that word in the Bible is redeem the time. Buy back. Make it change. That's a word that's a holy word, a Bible word, a Jesus word. What Jesus does, Jesus redeems us. God gives us time, and Jesus changes the way we see that time. Is it time yet? Jesus gives us a different view of what that looks like. How do we make the most of time? Or how do we, the better word I think is redeem the time? Well, first, God already did that. That's why we showed the kids and you the cross. That's why many of us make the sign of the cross at communion, or as we leave or enter the sanctuary, the sign of the cross in the baptismal water, or remind us that God already redeemed, bought back, made time his own. And God gives us signs to what that looked like. By the way, I remember the 12-minute rule. So I'm kind of looking at this time here. All right. So how do we do that? How do we know? How can we see for sure, tangible fact, that God redeems the times, changes our view of the evil that's existing? Well, one is a splash. Every time you enter the room here, the sanctuary, you pass God's love, the sign of God's love in water. Many of you touch that water as you come in or as you leave. Luther wrote, whenever you wash your face, remember your baptism, remember God's love breaking into time. Whenever you go to the beach, whenever you drive over Lake Murray, whenever you go out in a boat, whenever you take a bath, whenever you take a shower, remember the water of life that flows through your very souls. How else do you see God breaking into time? Well, you taste that in the bread and in the wine. And in that real weird passage that we just read in the gospel today, that's for a Bible study, but that's really God saying, this is me, this is me. Touch, taste, given for you forever. What does that look like here at Redeemer? God breaking into time, the times that are evil and scary and troubled and hurtful, and just spend a little time in the narthex. Get here a little early if you want to and watch what happens. You hear laughter, you see smiles, you see tears, you see hugs, you see listening, you hear stories of God's family loving and caring for each other. On your birthday, pick up your voicemail and hear somebody from Redeemer singing happy birthday to you, a reminder of God's love. What about listening to the choir, listening to the special music, watching what happens at Camp Chemo, Camp Hug, youth mission trips, refugee mission, family promise, the preschool, signs of God breaking into our time. redeeming the time, helping us move from, is it time yet, to, yes, it's time. Is it time yet? Of course it is. It's God's time. Thank you, Jesus, the potentate of time, for making our time your time for all time. That's pretty good news. Amen.
Affirm our faith. I believe
in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth,
with the whole people of God in Christ Jesus. Let's pray for the church, for those in need, and for all God's creation. O God of power and might, your Son has shown us that he is Lord and sovereign redeemer of all things, even of ourselves, our time, and our possessions. We thank you that he has triumphed over all the forces of evil, the devil, and all his empty promises that we see so much and feel so clearly in our own hearts. Grant that all the people of earth, now so divided by the power of sin, may be united by the glorious, genuine, gentle rule of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Abide with us, reign in us, open our eyes to see your presence in each hour of time. Open our hearts, guide our minds, fill our imaginations so that we may experience your peace in the midst of turmoil, your joy in times of trouble, your comfort in times of grief, your loving embrace in times of loneliness, and your forgiveness in times we are overwhelmed by guilt and shame. We experience, Lord, your loving welcome at all times. We experience your loving presence in a splash, in a taste, and an embrace. Today, right now, be with all those who are troubled of mind or body or spirit, especially those we now name in our hearts before you. Refresh and renew them with the healing breath of your Spirit. And help us to be faithful in sharing that spirit of love with others who cry in the night. And now, Lord, into your gracious hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. May the peace of Christ be with you always.
us pray. Merciful God, you open wide your hand and satisfy the need of every living thing. You have set this feast before us. Open our hands to receive it. Open our hearts to embrace it. Open our lives to live it. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed our right, our duty, and our joy that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with the choirs of angels, with the church on earth, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord took bread. He gave thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Take and eat. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, he gave thanks, and he gave it for all to drink, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. Jesus Christ, host of this meal, you have given us not only this bread and cup, but your very self, that we may feast on your great love. Filled again by these signs of your grace, may we hunger for your reign of justice. May we thirst for your way of peace, for you are Lord forevermore.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.